with empty shells to see what could be found. In their absence, the natives came about us, as I expected, and in greater numbers. Two canoes also came in from round the north side of the island. In one of them was an elderly chief called Maka Akavo. Soon after, some of our foraging party returned, and with them came a good-looking chief called Egajifo, or Ifo. Their affability was of short duration, for the natives began to increase in number, and I observed some symptoms of a design against us. Soon after, they attempted to haul the boat on shore, on which I brandished my cutlass in a threatening manner, and spoke to Ifo to desire them to desist, which they did, and everything became quiet again. My people, who had been in the mountains, now returned with about 3 gallons of water. I kept buying up the little breadfruit that was brought to us, and likewise some spears to arm my men with, having only 4 cutlasses, 2 of which were in the boat. As we had no means of improving our situation, I told our people I would wait till sunset, by which time perhaps something might happen in our favour. For if we attempted to go at present, we must fight our way through, which we could do more advantageously at night, and that, in the meantime, we would endeavour to get off.